Morning, Danny.
Good morning again, PT.
Morning, Brett Mack.
Hey, PT, Danny. Morning, guys.
Morning, Brett.
Morning. Better late than never, I suppose, Brett Mack.
Well, okay,
welcome to the party.
About? I'm right on time. Right on time.
Oh, it's 3:45, not 7:15. That gag could get a lot of legs, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah, a lot of weeks.
I reckon it's like the Friday funny already. Obsolete.
Oh, come on.
No, last Friday's funny was almost boom-tish worthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, this week's going to be great.
Can't wait.
If you thought last week's was nearly boom-tish worthy, wait for this week's, let me
tell you. Yeah, be afraid, Danielle. When PT starts talking up the Friday funny on a Monday, you know we've got troubles.
Is that a bad sign?
It's a bad sign.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Hey, you know if you have an accident, right, some insurances, you can get hire car written into your insurance. What happens when you've got vet insurance, pet insurance, and you take your pet in? Do you get a replacement dog? Maybe a replacement cat?
Would it have to be a similar breed, or would you, like, if you took your cat in, what if they gave you a turtle to take home? Or does it have to be the same animal?
So if you take your dog in, you could get a turtle in return.
You two have really been up early this morning, haven't you, eh?
I don't know why this has just popped into my head.
I think it could be a great system.
I reckon, yeah. So if I take my rabbit in, I could end up with a goanna.
Why not?
Or here's something else for you. Right. So you get a little replacement car, but it's a Barbie car for your cat. You know, a soft top, roofless.
I think you guys are in the right industry. Do not go into insurance.
Dear,
thank
dear.
You. Good tip.
I've got a funny feeling I'm still recovering from getting on the sauce Friday night at the George Hotel.
Oh, not again. Well, you're a bad boy, weren't you?
Yeah.
Didn't learn 2 weeks ago. You had a crack?
Well, we went to check out the band. We had a few pints and then got back home and had a few more.
That's all right. Well, one crack every 2 weeks.
Midnight Saturday night, and I got into bed. Oof. Spin, spin, spin.
Oh, no.
5 a.m., 3 Panadol, and right off Saturday.
Wow.
PT, slow learner.
Oh, do you think after 57 and a half years?
Yeah, I think it's a lost cause at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
Should we? I was going to go somewhere else, but let's just go to the headlines now. We're done.
Why not? A task force will be established within weeks to crack down on organised criminals targeting the NDIS. Now, it's feared that between 15 and 20% of the scheme's $30 billion budget is being lost to fraud, which is just horrible to think of, you know, a scheme that's so important that is, you know, that susceptible to fraud. It's awful. Now, Ballarat's COVID numbers continue to dip as the state nears the end of the current wave. Just 67 new infections were recorded in Ballarat. In the last 24 hours. Active cases, just a fraction over 700. Now, apparently going on current trends, the next sub-variant wave that we should expect is around November because we're expecting them every 4 months. So this one's coming to an end.
Thanks for cheering us up.
Yeah, I know. Daniel? We're being told to give it a few months and a fun summer wave will come along.
At least the weather's going to be warmer then, so hopefully not as bad as the current wave.
Just a bit of coronavirus by the pool. Why not? Ballarat residents are invited to see how the Bridge Street redevelopment is shaping up. Final designs for the $15 million project have been put on display at the City of Ballarat shop in Bridge Mall to be scrutinised by locals if you want to go check it out. And in the AFL, Collingwood forward Jack Ginnivan is unlikely to recover from a hamstring injury in time for this week's big game against Collingwood at the G.
Okay.
Just had a thought. Had an epiphany. So to make you feel better, if you take your cat in, they're sick and it's got to stay overnight at the vet, they give you a fur ball to drop on your carpet and give you something to clean up. If you take your dog into the vet and they're crook and they've got to stay overnight, they give you 27 dog poos to put around, scatter around your backyard to have to clean up the next day.
A little pee bag, a little catheter bag with a little bit of dog pee to put onto the carpet.
In which land are you living, Danielle?
Jeez. Oh, come on. Like, your conversation was so sane, PT, and I've just wildly taken it off the tracks.
Here's your fur bill in a little plastic bag. Oh, that looks yummy.